and we look in America and we're slaughtering children by the millions. We're bringing drugs into our country horribly. We're having politicians make fools of themselves on both sides. We're wanting to elect criminals, we're wanting to elect idiots. Our country is afraid of ISIS, and for good cause, because they want to kill you. They do. And your brothers and sisters overseas are dying at the hands of them by the thousands. Daily. And they go worship God at the risk of their own lives. We had a man, which we'll show on a video, a 75-year-old man who lives in Hindu. You say, well, Hindus are lovely people. They're wonderful and peaceful. No, they aren't. They burn the pastors. They burn the churches. They kill the people. Since 2007, it's been against the law to preach and teach in India. And if Larry and I are caught, they'll throw our tail in prison. And if our members are caught getting baptized, they will throw them in prison and fine them 100,000 rupees for 10 years. Don't talk to me about what you're going through. What do you think they're going through? Amen. With them, faith is real. It really is real. And you can't shake them from the word. And they're coming by the thousands to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Message 37. Remember I said we were going to do a little, kind of like a blood test, like the doctor did with me. I'm scared to death of needles, and he stuck me with needles. Oh, I hated him. But he told me all the things that I should have been doing that I haven't been doing. Because my blood test showed the things I should have been doing that I didn't think he knew, but he found out real quick I'd been doing. And right away, Arlene said, oh, yeah. But now we're going to take a spiritual check. Message 37, starting at verse 1. I think you've had time to get there. By the way, this came in Colorado. In Nuka, Colorado, for those that don't know where that is, that's just about 140 miles from me, due west. Amen? He said, arise, take the message I will give you, for thus I've been commanded of the Lord. Again I come to you in peace. That sounds so sweet. The rest of the message doesn't sound so peaceful. I'm going to read a little further. With a message to further the cause of salvation, the commandment of the Lord is that the work might go out until the completion of all things and the promises are fulfilled. The day is at hand when rumors of war will be heard and fear will come into the hearts of men. Well, that sounds familiar to today, doesn't it? Amen? Should. Read on a little further. Some of the hearts will fail because of the things they will hear. But to those that have named the name of the Lord and will yet name his name, be zealous therefore. Look to God. For those say he loves, he chastens. Wait a minute. If he loves me, he's going to chasten me. The church, he said he would chasten, didn't he? Read a little further. And the wise, if they're chastened, will repent of the sin and of the flesh, that they not be spotted in the last day, but overcoming in all things. Then shall the Lamb, the great high priest, clothe them with a raiment as pure as white wool. And their names shall be written in the book of life. And by the way, if your name is in the book of life, you're cast in the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20. It says that in verse 15. Amen. Verse 4. Behold, saith the Lord, those that have and will profess my name and diligently seek me, I will open, and no man will close the door before thee. We don't have to wait on the coming of the messenger. The door is open. The church should grow. It will go forward. It is going forward. Just because you don't see it in America. You know, when you fly an airplane, as Chris does, and I did for years, one of the first things you learn to do is you take off into the wind. Into the wind. The wind's coming at you. You take off into it. You think, that makes no sense. It'd be better if you had the wind behind you. No, because when you go into the wind, it gives you lift. Opposition gives you lift. Amen? Sin and problems in America give us lift if we lean on God and the power of God. Amen? Go on a little further, though. It says, I will quicken your understanding. Well, I skipped one. Don't want to do that. Verse 5. But ye that are qualified to edify my bride, that's the ministry last time I went to school, keep you my sayings and the ways of righteousness in your heart. Sin not, but be you holy vessels. I will quicken your understanding. Keep the thoughts of kindness and a willing manner toward your fellow men. Got to be willing mannered. We've got to be willing to forbear our brothers, don't we? We're going to come back to that forbear word. Believe me, we're coming back to it. And that's where you're going to find a problem in the church. Go on a little further. Fall not in the hands of the adversary, for that is a thorn unto my body, unto the body of Christ. Amen, Tim? Hold high the banner of righteousness, and Zion's cause shall be in the millennial reign. Verse 7, the light that I, the Lord, shall send to the people shall point the way, and he has come to me through the door, and I will baptize him with fire and the Holy Ghost, and many heard my call, and many are coming, baptize him, the servants of my name, for this is my church. Hallelujah. Amen. He said he was promising he was going to give you that fire, that power, and he did. And we go on into verse 18. I'm skipping a few verses for time's sake. Verse 18, down to 20. Many there be that profess the name of Christ, but you men, of the servants of the Lord to represent Christ and his bride, his church. Now, there are many that represent Christ, but we're supposed to represent his church. What is the church? It's the body of Christ. Amen? Who is the head? Christ. That's common sense, isn't it? You know how long the church has debated about who Christ was? I'm talking about this church. Not talking about the Catholic Church, Baptist Church, Presbyterian Church. This church. Debated a long time. You're going to find that out. Read on a little further. Great shall be your work, and men shall be blessed with glad tidings you bear. Have faith. Think not that you can work without faith and the help of God. Let the Lord's servants hasten, for the nations must be warned. Brother Larry, most of you don't know. Tim, would you stand just for a moment? This strapping young man is Larry's son. I love him to pieces. And I'm afraid of him because if he gets angry with me, I might have to run through that door. Because he's bigger and stronger than I am. Amen? But when Larry first started traveling overseas, he was a little fellow. Do you know that? He was a little fellow, weren't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember your dad first time went overseas?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do, don't you?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Well, were you a great big man then?
No, not even close.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen?
Yeah.
Do you think Larry really wanted to leave his family? Do you think I did? I had 5 children. Do you think I wanted to be gone? Nothing's more fun to go to your boss and tell him, I'm going overseas. I'm going overseas. He said, well, I can't give you a job. Well, that's too bad. I'm going. And you go to your wife, your lovely wife, and she's beautiful and she's sweet, and you say, I'll see you, honey, in about a year or so. And then she gets a call in the night. Your husband's been stabbed. We don't know if he's going to live. Think that's easy on the wife? He didn't ask us if we enjoyed that. He said, do it. He said, all power has been given unto me. Do you think at times we weren't afraid? Of course we get afraid. We do. Not, uncontrollably shaky-fairy, but we get concerned. When a man stabs you in the heart with a knife, you get concerned. You say, that hurt. Don't do that anymore. Or something similar. Amen? When a bunch of thugs catch you in an Uban and beat the living tar out of you and break your ribs, part of your jaw, you get concerned. You think about maybe mortality might catch up. Amen? Amen? God didn't say it would be easy. He said he would be with us and give us power. Amen? And he does and has given us power. But he just hasn't given it to Brother Larry and I. He's given it to all of you. Have you listened to Terry on the internet? I have. My heart rejoices. I can remember when Terry didn't even know who God was. God has done a miracle. A real miracle. And I love him. I love Terry too, for what God has done through him and to him. And I look at my brother Ed and I stand in awe. I don't even feel worthy because I know what he does. I look at my brother Robert and he works alone. Well, you may not know this. When you work in Germany, you work alone. Yes, you do. Nobody around you. And everybody criticizes you. And your family still has their problems. Your children still have heartache, and you're separated from them. But Brother Robert, for 25 years, has walked in the Lord. Not trying to puff him up. He's walked in the Lord, and he's stood in the Lord. Sometimes very much alone, but never alone, because Christ was with him. Amen, brother? Christ was with him, and you bore testimony of it. I know you have. Verse 20, let the church pray earnestly and often. That's what you should do if we're gone. That's what you should do for your ministers. That's what you should do for your husbands and your brothers, for your wives, for your children. Pray for them. Had a little sister I did a funeral for, Doris Dowdy, 102. Had a precious sister. Called my wife one night and said, I'm praying for your husband. I'm really, really just felt, is he okay? Arlene hadn't got the word. She said, oh yeah, I've been praying for him. She said, no, I couldn't sleep last night at all. I prayed all night and all day, and I prayed most of the night tonight. And the next day she found out what had happened. Prayer works. Had it not been for her, it could have been like the other men that were with me on the table, and they all died. The messenger's going to come. We're praying for the 21st message. We've got this commandment that tells us to go out and do everything and continue moving as hard and fast as we can. I'm not saying don't pray for the 21st message. I'm saying rejoice what he's given you. Amen? And walk forward in it. The 21st message will come when the need be. And I'll confess something to all of you. I thought the need be back in 94. I did. As Larry and I were in Africa, I said, oh, come on, Lord. He knows when the time is right. Amen? He'll do it when the time is right. But it's for us to do what he's commanded at the time. Amen? It says, Satan has done many things in the past and led men astray. With enticing words, he's led men from the teachings of Christ and his church. We're going to go back to that too. Remember I said about forbearing? There are certain things we're supposed to forbear, and some things we are not. Some things we are not. Listen not to the whisperings of Satan. Be not led by pride or love or praises for men. Be you clean in your hearts and humble yourselves more, as conditions will come that will require greater faith. Be kind to all men. Cry repentance. Preach the gospel to the nations. For all must be warned. Peace will have place in the hearts of the honest and obey. For salvation comes only from obedience to the words of him that shall judge you in the last day. Who's going to judge us in the last day? Amen? Amen? Now remember, I told you to clear your minds and your thoughts of any prejudice, any past conversations, anything. I want you to think about the church. You are the church. You are the body of Christ. Christ has resurrected you. Christ has healed you. Christ has forgiven you. Christ has made you whole and strong. The Lord changes not. And he speaks now to the children of men as he spoke in the days of old. Go to the 108th message. Verse 3. I am the messenger sent from God. I am the resurrected John the Baptist. You know, you'd be amazed. You'd be utterly amazed when you teach to other congregations not of this faith, and you talk to them that John the Baptist was resurrected, and they look at you like you've lost your mind until you show them in the scripture, until you show them right there in the word. And then they kind of go, oh, I didn't realize that. They become shocked, don't they, Terry? They look at you and go, have you lost your mind? That's not true. John was raised. And then they find out that John the Beloved on Patmos, when you get in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, they find out that John called him an angel. You know why he called him an angel? Because he had the light of the resurrection about him. How many messages have you read from Otto Fetting and from W.A. Drays? He said the light of the resurrection just showed all over him. Amen? So John fell at his feet, John the Beloved. He's going to worship. He said, don't you do that. Don't you worship me. You're not supposed to worship angels. Amen? He said, I'm of thy brethren, the prophets. Now, angels can be our fellow helpmate, can't they? They can. Are they born of women? Mm-mm. Are they created? Mm-hmm. Amen? But here he was talking to this angel that showed him the entire book of the Revelation. And he says, I'm going to worship you. And he said, no, don't you do that because I'm of the brethren. You know who else said that? Moses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He did. He said, I shall raise to you a prophet of your brethren. And a lot of people got confused about that prophet in the church. Forever. Forever. Big problem. I never thought it was a problem, never ran into it overseas, but I listened to the church argue about it and fight about it ever since I've been in the church. We've got it cleared up, I do believe. But nevertheless, they argued about it, did they not? You know, we argued about whether we ought to serve wine, instead of fermented wine, instead of grape juice, did we not? Yeah, we did. The message corrected it, did it not? Did not the message tell the people when they're trying to build the temple, if you just move it over 10 feet, you'll find the state? Didn't they tell them? They're digging in the wrong place. So they say, well, we're not going to move over 10 feet. Or did they go over and move it 10 feet? Follow God. It's not that complicated, children. It's simple. Go on a little further. It says, I am the messenger sent from God. I am the resurrected John the Baptist. Though many in mankind do not believe, the day will come when they will inquire of my coming. I am the Elias that is for to come that the scriptures foretold of. Do you know there's 6 books out right now? You can Google it. You can find them. And they talk about the fact John the Baptist probably arose from the dead. And he's going to be coming. And he is the Elijah. Oh, that isn't bad. All it took was what? This is 2016. It took 2,000 years for him to figure out what he said 2,000 years ago. Duh. Amen. Don't feel bad. When my father was in college and he was studying in engineering, later worked for the CIA, his professor stood up in a doctorate. Man had all the credentials ever. He said, if a man flies faster than 500 miles an hour, he'll disintegrate. That's what they taught him right in school. And then just about 4 years later, men were flying P-51s at 535 miles an hour. And they weren't disintegrating. Amen. And then the Germans, bless their heart, hallelujah, they were flying 262s at almost 600 miles an hour. They weren't disintegrating either, were they? Amen. And now we've got people that are flying around the earth at how many? Terry, can you help me out? You don't know? 17,000 something miles an hour. Science has always been right, hadn't it? Maybe not. Maybe not. But God's always right, is he not? Amen. Read a little further. Verse 4. It was revealed unto Moses in day, and he discerned the future plan of God, and spoke a prophet like unto me, meaning himself, also saying like unto Moses again himself, born among the brethren of earthly parents. The Lord God is Christ. He doesn't change. Christ was with God. Was he not in the very beginning? Said he created all things. Did he not? Amen. When they came to earth, did not the angels announce this day, God is with us? No, he said, the Lord. Is there a difference? No. But then read a little further. Verse 6. It is mankind that has created stumbling blocks, failing to grasp the truth. Amen. Now, when we talk about forbearing one another, if Brother Terry comes to me today, he says, Brother Norman, he would have every right to do it, and I wish he would. Say, you should not have been angry about the motel. You know, we came here and there were a little few problems. They didn't have any rooms. And we paid for the rooms, and I was angry. I was. I said, man, you ought to get an attorney and talk to these people. That ain't right. And Terry approached it as Christ would. And he was gentle, and he was kind with them. And I would have said, just a moment, I'll let you talk to my attorney. Was I wrong? Yep. Do we not all sin? Yep. Do we not all make mistakes? Yep. Have I repented? Yep. But I was angry. I got here, oh Lord, I was tired, miserable. I was wondering how on earth are all these people coming from out of here and they're going to get it, there'll be no room. Shouldn't we talk to these people? Terry, thank you for the lesson in love. Thank you, Terry, I appreciate it. And Terry was so gentle with me, he could have said, you dummy, shut up! But he didn't. He put his arm around me and said, we'll take care of it, Brother Norman. Don't you worry about it. It'll get taken care of. Amen? See, and here you thought I was perfect. If you have, you guys are greatly deceived. But let's read a little further. It says, let mankind respect the Lord Jesus Christ and honor him. His sacrifice on the cross, the resurrection, the bearing of the sins of all that will come to him and receive deliverance. Amen? Amen? Oh my goodness. Verse 9. Amen? There is no other way but to heed and obey his voice. I speak his will. I'm the messenger of the life. Amen. Here, I speak his will. I bring a message of life, speaking his words and his instructions. Hear, O mankind. Back up to verse 7 now. Whose words was he speaking? The words of Christ. Know you this, the Lord Jesus Christ is creator and never a prophet at any time. When was that message delivered? When was it delivered? I'm confused. When was it delivered? 1990. And you know the quorums were still quarreling about that up till 2 or 3 years ago. Now we could rejoice in that. We could say, well, we finally got it solved. Praise God. That isn't the point. The Lord said, forbear one another. Amen? But it didn't say go along with that which is not doctrinal. Amen? We must follow the word of God. Christ was never a prophet at any time. He's God. But now let's take that a lot further than that, because that's too easy. Let's look at the truth of the matter. Okay? It says, if I have been baptized, that means I died. The old self was supposed to die. Is that not true? Amen? That must mean that Christ indwelled me and gave me life. Amen? And if he gave me life, what do I lack when he said all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth? None. Why sit we here and say we're small? Why sit we here and say we can't do anything? I know all of you are striving with everything you have in you. But are we really, really believing we can do anything? Are we really believing that? Brother Larry and I, on this last journey, I'm not going to go into the details of it. I will not, because I gave my word to God I wouldn't. But neither one of us really were in the shape to go. I don't mean physically. We had problems at home. Neither one of us necessarily wanted to go. And God did a great work, a great work. Literally, we had over 1,000 baptisms. Praise God. The Lord opened churches in Central India. India is a huge place. Opened churches in Central India. The Lord opened locals and united and brought all the disciples together in Africa. In the Philippines, everywhere we got, it was an interesting trip, wasn't it, Larry? Everywhere when we first arrived, there were problems. I can't tell you about one of them we had in the Philippines, but when we arrived in the Philippines, there was a major problem. Huge problem. It could have destroyed the church because a disciple was having problems. We had to remove him. We didn't forbear him. We removed him. I can't tell you what his sin is, but he had to be removed. You have no idea how bad that hurts, to remove somebody from the ministry. Sometimes in the past, men have been removed for little or no reason. Larry and I don't look at it that way. When we have to remove somebody, it feels like we're cutting out our heart, because this is what we devoted our life to. This is what we sacrificed from our family for. We see the damage that it's done to the church, and we have no choice. We don't forbear with them when they are totally out of the doctrine of Christ. All we can do is move them aside. Don't forbear people that are not in the will of God. Do not do that. 2 John, little book in the back. I'm just about finished. Then we'll do some videos or something. We'll sing songs. I won't sing because they'll all ask me to leave afterwards. Because I sing in the key of Z, but the little book in the back, John, it's back here somewhere. 2 John, you got 1, 2, and 3. And we're in 2 John, it's one of my favorite books because it only has 13 verses. It was easy to learn. When you're old, you go for short, believe me. Amen? But it started in verse 9, whosoever transgresseth, that means sin, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. If you don't abide in the teachings of Christ, you have not God. Don't follow me if I'm not following Christ. Don't follow Brother Terry if he's not following Christ. Don't follow Brother Tim if he's not following Christ. Don't follow Brother Larry if he's not following Christ. Amen? Amen. You look at the Lord. Don't look at the man. Amen? Amen? Amen. And it says if you have not the doctrine of Christ, you have not God. If you don't have God, who do you have? Satan. How many want to follow Satan? I'm afraid to even raise my hand to joke and say, who wants to? Nobody wants to. Amen? It says if you have the doctrine of Christ, you got both Father and Son, doesn't it? But what do the next two verses say? Mark them. Mark them and understand the difference between forbearing evil and standing up for the doctrine of Christ. It says, if any come to you and bring not this doctrine, receive him and not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. And we lost an apostle over that. We lost an apostle because he would not follow the word of God. I will touch it on one, not the most recent, but Tracy Pittman was an apostle in Christ. God had called him. Good man. Loved him. Hard working for the Lord. He started following other doctrines. He put away the record in Nephi. He put away the message. Put away the Bible. And began to preach other things. That isn't to talk about the past. I'm not edifying the past. I'm just saying, if we're going to walk in God, let us walk in His Word. And part of His Word must be indwelled in us. It must be indwelled in us. And if it's indwelled in us, where do we lack in power? Is it so complicated for us not to understand that we have to walk in the Word? How many have ever grown a tree or a plant? Everybody more or less? Amen. Okay, if I grow a pear tree, I've got one in my backyard. If I grow a pear tree, does it produce apples? Perhaps it produces peaches or cherries. Amen? It produces pears. Amen? Now what if a pear falls off the tree? And it falls to the ground. It's on the ground. That pear was from the tree. Was it not? Amen? Amen? If it lays on the ground and it is not fed from the sap from the tree, what happens to the pear? It rots, dies. Amen? What about us? If we fall from the Word of God, then we die too, don't we? Amen? I'm going to close with this last thing. Forgive me, I've talked way too long, haven't I? Probably way, 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 way too long. What time was I supposed to? And we don't have an ending time. Thank you, Terry. Terry, look at me so, please, Norm. In the book of Nehemiah, they were building a wall. Now, Larry and I built homes, haven't we, Larry? I built my own home. He's built his. Larry's a super builder. I'm sort of a builder. And Robert back there, master tileman. Super. Amen. Everybody need tile work done? There's the man. He knows. Amen?
But now,
in the book of Nehemiah, I want you to think about this. They had been up in Iraq area. Amen? And the king said, you guys, you've been such a help to me and you blessed my kingdom so much and I know you believe to God. You guys go back and build that temple you guys wanted to. Amen? And there were 3 million of them. But only 900,000 walked back. Well, probably there was a reason. All they had to walk was 4,000 miles across the desert. That's probably the reason only 900,000. But they got back there, right? And they started building the wall. And everybody walked by them because they were so small. I mean, a small little group like you are. And they made fun of them. They can't build a wall. Those little kids got to build. And they got discouraged because as they built the wall, there was rubble. Now, when I was building, I remodeled my bathroom up. What, this year, wasn't it, Mom? I remodeled my bathroom, and there was lots of rubble, because I had to tear out all the old stuff, you know, all the old wall, and there was rubble everywhere. And I could have got discouraged and stopped building, because, you know, you got to step over the rubble and everything, and get nailed, and it's dirty and it's filthy, right? Hey, man, what about our lives? Have you ever sinned? No, I mean since you've been in the church. I have. In fact, I just confessed one of them, didn't I? And all of you said, oh, Norm, gee, I didn't know he was that bad. Amen? Now, I could glorify that. I take it, I put it up here, and I could worship it like this box. Oh, hallelujah. I could put my sin up and honor it, couldn't I? Or I could put it behind me and say, yeah, I did that, and I shouldn't have. I've turned from it. I'm not going to do it again. And I can walk with Christ, couldn't I? Or I could let that rubble like they were doing in the book of Nehemiah, I can let it discourage me to the point I can't go forward. Amen? We made mistakes about Christ being a prophet, didn't we? We made mistakes about the grape juice, didn't we? We made mistakes about where the corner of the temple was supposed to be, didn't we? Don't make a mistake about not having the power of God. If you've been reborn, and every person in here has, if you've been reborn, rejoice in it. Live in the resurrection. Give honor and glory to God. Not that you're a good person, not that you're a perfect person, but that God doesn't make mistakes and He forgave you. And if He forgave you and He's alive in you, what is there you cannot do? What is there that you cannot do? Really? You've got to be in His will. You got to walk in His Word. You don't go along. Let's say Brother Larry starts preaching something that's way out of line, that's not with the Word of God. I'm not going to forbear that. I'm going to stand up and say, Larry, it's not so. I remember one assembly, Larry and I were, that was back when everybody was together. Larry, one woman got up, and she's a sweet lady. I loved her dearly. But she got up, and it was supposed to be, we were going to sing Power in the Blood, right? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, right? She said, let's change the word, and there's power, power, wonder-working power in the prayer. There is power in the prayer. But that didn't. That was taken away from the power of the blood. Think how powerful the blood really is. Without the blood, I'd still be in my sin, wouldn't I? Terry might pray for me for his entire lifetime, but if I'm not washed in the blood, I'm still in sin, aren't I? Let's not rejoice in our sin, brothers and sisters. Instead, let's rejoice in the fact God has made us whole. Amen? I've talked too long. I have. And I pray you'll forgive me. I pray, though, that you've heard the Word of God, not just heard it, that it settles inside you, that you take on the resurrection, no longer feel like a cripple, but feel like you're whole, that you walk in God. There's no reason this church is growing. And when you watch the videos we have to show, you'll see it's growing by leaps and bounds. And you'll say, well, it's not happening right here. My daughter got pregnant, what, 2 years ago? A little over two, because he's two. About 3 years ago, I guess it would be. How long does it take? 9 months? Lord, I don't know. But when she called me and told me she was pregnant, the baby just didn't pop out. It took 9 months. Amen? Did that stop her from being pregnant? Did that mean the baby wasn't alive in her? Huh? We began to rejoice. Arlene and I began. In fact, we went and got her a crib, and we got other things like all grandparents would do. We were so happy and so proud. Didn't you do that, Terry? I watched you online. I know you guys do. Amen? And Tim, you need to get off your duff. Do we need to put you in the back of a truck and find a wife for you? I'm just teasing you, brother. But, forgive me. I'm just teasing. I do that to my son all the time, my oldest son, Scott. He's the same way. But brothers and sisters, just because we haven't seen it happen just now doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Amen? Did the messenger come? Did he give us 120 messages? Did Christ resurrect? Is His resurrection here and alive in us? Then what do we have to say, what more do we need? Of course, there will always be something more we need. We got to have the sun come up in the morning. Amen? We got to lay down at night and rest. But we have the power we need to do the work. Do it! Forgive me if I've harped on you too long. I love you. I really do. I pray you've not only heard and that you've seen, but that you received. Don't glorify our mistakes. Don't glorify our sin. Don't glorify what other people do. Focus on what you are doing. Focus on where you are at. I love you. I'm so happy for this assembly. I missed it last time we weren't here, but I'm excited that I'm going to be here for all of it. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy my brother from Germany's here. And his beautiful, beautiful daughter is here.
Yes.
So happy. I love you, Jennifer. Not trying to embarrass you. I'm so happy you're Ich liebe dich. Nakupindasana. Tiamora. Let me go in different languages. Joshua, you know there's no reason, brother, what was told to you, you shouldn't do. You pray about that, brother, okay? I know you are, and I know you will, and I pray it happens while we're here. Amen, brother? Is that my camera you're taking pictures with? Praise God. Thank you, Larry. Well, did you get everybody? Let me get one of you. Now, in all seriousness, before I close, we are going to, Terry, help me out a little bit. We are going to show videos off and on after services. And sometimes, like when we close tonight, we'll play for a little while. We won't keep you all night. But there are lots of things I think you may like in them. You'll get to see your brothers, sisters. We have one or two that are not about so much per se the church, but they have a message, one that doesn't melt in your hand. It's about God. Amen? Some of the pictures are good. I took them all, unfortunately. If you don't like them, blame me. I love you. Thank you for your time. we're going to have a closing prayer. We ought to have a closing song before we have a closing prayer. We will. Well, the reason, I'll tell you, for those that don't, she had a question. I'm going to bring it to your attention. You see this book, the blue record, Nephi? And there's a black one somewhere around here, and there's a small blue one. The reason some of the pages are different, brothers and sisters, is because of the print. They realized Larry and I were getting old and blind, so they made the print a little bigger, but that made the pages different. So you can blame Larry and I for the fact that, because we can't see well. Amen. Okay, the schedule for tomorrow. Bright and early, 9 a.m. We're going to be blessed with Brother Terry. He's going to give the Word of God to us, and he's going to do it with power, because God is upon him. He doesn't want me to say that. He gets embarrassed when I tell him that. But I know God gave him the power. Amen? And it says, at 1 p.m., Brother Edward Coffey is going to give us a word study. Amen? Now, we're a little flexible. We might be doing other things along with this. But he's going to do the word study. Starts at 1. I have no long how long it's going to go. It may go to 10 o'clock at night. Amen? Then, in the evening, Brother Larry is going to translate, and Brother Beck is going to preach in German. And tomorrow morning, we're also going to have administration's prayer for people that need prayer. Amen? Remember what we talked about briefly when I was speaking? I said, you know, here, if I get sick, my wife sends me to the doctor because she knows I hate needles. Much easier to have prayer. Forget the needles. Amen? No needles for me. Okay, Tuesday. Are you listening or writing it down or whatever? Tuesday, Brother Larry is going to preach in the morning. That's what I've got down here. 9 a.m., you're preaching on Tuesday. At 1 p.m., Brother Norm's going to give the word, the word study. In the evening, Brother Bill is going to give us the word of God and preach to us. Amen? Wednesday, at 9 a.m., Brother Norris, you know you're going to be preaching, right? Yeah, that's okay. You've had notice. You've had at least 2 days. That's better than they usually do me. They tell me and I walk, hey, you're preaching today. What? And I try to go back out and there's two big guys stop me on the way. Brother Ed, you're going to help him. Amen? Brother Darren, how long are you going to be here? Just Tuesday. Brother Darren is also going to preach on Tuesday. And Tim is going to preach on Tuesday with Bill. Well, we're going to work it out. Do you mind? Y'all, lots of notice. You're welcome. Any way I can help you, I'll be happy to do that. And good, praise God. And then Wednesday afternoon, very special treat. I feel it's special. A man I trust and respect and have learned a great deal from. Brother Robert Beck is going to teach the word study. And Brother Beck has kept the overseas in Europe right on the word. You amaze me. I am so proud of you, brother. I mean that as a compliment. He keeps them in the word. In the evening, Brother Larry, Brother Terry are going to take care of the evening service, and they're also going to give the sacrament. Hallelujah! Then we're also going to work that into the schedule. And we'll do that. We'll figure it. All the dummies, I mean the apostles, will figure that out tonight. Amen? Right, Brother Larry? We're going to have one song. Somebody have a request for a song? Yes, we do. What is it? 164. Hymn 164. Carol's going to lead us, and it's a hymn 164. He lives.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, no matter men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I sin near, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
bow our heads. Our Father, which art in heaven, we love you. We give honor and we give glory unto thee. We give praise unto thee. We thank you, Lord, for attending, for touching our souls, for, Lord, opening our eyes. Lord, engraft thy word in each of us. Fill us to overflowing, Lord. Sometimes the assembly, Lord, seems so short, and our lives seem so long. Lord, be with us. Uplift us. Reassure us of thy resurrection within us. Within us, Lord. Be with those in need especially. Bless those that are going to be baptized in the next day or so. Touch them, Lord. Fill them with thy spirit. Fill them with thy goodness and thy grace and thy mercy. Lord, thank you for those overseas that are fasting and praying for this assembly.
Yes.
Thank you for those in this country that could not be here, but they're praying and they're listening and they're holding us in their prayers, Lord, in their hearts. Lord, as we continue in this solemn assembly, Lord, in this solemn assembly, let us seek thee that we might be enlightened and truly, Lord, grow in thee. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We say and ask it all in the holy, the precious name of our Lord Jesus, the very Christ. Amen.